All right, Luke 9, we're in 41. We begin the study of the word perverse. Diastrophal. And it means to distort or twist or pervert. So let's go back to, let's go starting in Deuteronomy 32.
Perverse.
Verse 41. Distorted. Faithless and perverse generation. We're going to Deuteronomy 12, 32.
What chapter?
32. This starting in verse 30 of chapter 31, it's called and to the end, almost to the end of the chapter, to verse 43. This is called the Song of Moses, and it's just before he died. And so anyway, and he spoke these words, and then from then on, they were sung in the by the Levites. Fortunately, do we have any Levites that can sing here? No, never mind. In verse 30 of chapter 31, and Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of the song until they were ended. Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Now remember, the word for rain and the word for revelation are from the same root. And dew is this mystical thing that happens, like the dew upon highest Mount Hermon. Remember in the Psalm? But dew happens when the conditions are right, and it doesn't rain and nothing. It appears, and it appears in the morning, and that's why. Well, anyway, we'll get to dew later some other time. He is the rock; his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Now, so again, it's the word in Hebrew that I forgot what it is, but it's the same meaning, to distort, to twist, to pervert. And my position is that never in history has the gospel been perverted more than it is in this generation. Never in history. And it's so, and we grew up in that perversion. And so we almost have to relearn or re-see with different eyes. Otherwise, we'll be locked into the perverseness, and we will use Scripture to justify the perverseness. What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go to Proverbs. Chapter 4.
I remember a long time ago when we got started, Trinity started doing this stuff, and it was like there was a thought expressed about the purpose of the televangelists was to provide the contrast. And over the years, we've seen it develop to where the contrast is not hard to see.
Amen. And the perverseness has spread like wildfire throughout the church. Not only here, but now because of the satellites, the same perverseness is being spread in Africa, in South America, in Asia, and it's massive perverseness. Every prosperity gospel preacher in Africa thinks he has to have a jet plane, and that because the Americans have the jet plane. They justify literally living like potentates, and their congregations are the poorest of the poor, and they buy into this prosperity gospel because of their incredible need. And let's not get me started in that. We're in Proverbs chapter 4. Let's start in verse 11. The whole thing is an exhortation to... Now, I'm going to read the whole chapter. This is important. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Oh, Proverbs 3, I'm sorry. Never mind. Forget everything I said about reading the whole chapter. Okay, erase that part. We're going to start chapter 4, verse 20. I was studying this yesterday, that's why I got confused. Well, I got confused because I'm old. Verse 20, chapter 4. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from all evil. Now, the verse 24 is the perverse. Put away from thee a froward mouth. Everybody know what froward means? Impudent. And perverse lips. Lips that cause the mystery of God to be twisted, to be perverted, to be changed. It's like twisting a coil. All right, Proverbs 12. You understand? You remember? We've talked about all the scriptures of being the revelation of Christ from Genesis to Revelation. And we've said that the prayers are the Psalms are the prayers of Christ, written by the Spirit of God in David, and for Christ as he was on the earth, and then for Christ in us. The Proverbs are different. The Proverbs are continually a contrast between the whore and the bride. That's what it contrasts. And we see by the deepest contrast, as you were saying, with regard to what happened with the televangelist. But that's why Proverbs are so important. Because you have to remember that it's speaking of only two. It's only Christ and the bride, or the whore, the Antichrist and the whore. And so you can't take anything to self. It's always about Christ or the not Christ. Okay? And so, in chapter 12, let's start in verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Brutish simply means like a brute beast, whose judgments come from the senses instead of from God. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Again, it's Christ, the evil one. Christ, you're mine. Okay? A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked or wicked one are deceit. The words of the wicked one are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant... He that has a perverse heart is despised. And that's all men. Do you understand that? It's all men without the cross. This isn't contrasting somebody you think is good with somebody you think is evil. And that contrast, and that's why I highly recommend that in your own study time, if you have any, read Proverbs with this in mind. Contrast, contrast, contrast. And it's never about people. It's about the evil one, or it's about Christ. It's about the whore or the bride.
Now, while you were saying that, it was interesting because it's about the whore or the bride. But the self says, "Where do I fit in?" And that's the monster of the place. So it's always trying to find a place.
Well, you got a place.
Yeah, the grave.
No, you're the evil one. You're the instead of Christ.
How do I graduate?
You die. Now, this is what one of the things that I really made people mad about. Because we were talking about that modern Christianity doesn't teach the Holy Trinity, they teach the unholy quartet. And oh,
that went over well.
That did not go over well. Because everybody said, everybody believes it's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me.
They said that?
Huh?
They said
no.
That. Oh,
but
yeah.
That's just, you could tell by their conversation.
Yeah.
And people still, in the Trinity, people still believe that. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me.
And I'm in control.
Yeah, the new t-shirt, I am fourth.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there. All right, Proverbs 17. Yeah, we can do it. Let's read the whole chapter. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices or riches or food with strife. Remember, you understand what a dry morsel is. I mean, it's just the minimum amount of food. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Now, you're glad at calamities if something evil befalls your enemy. Now, this song, I'm going to give the biggest thing of this that I've probably that we'll ever see in the Flint Flesh. And I watched it on television, I got sick. When the SEAL team killed Bin Laden, and it was announced, I mean, there were people in the streets just rejoicing. And there's something wrong with that, because what we just read. He that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Now, the flesh will almost always be glad at calamities to your enemies. But we can't be. What happens if we are? We know that we've resurrected the evil one. Anybody understand that? Anybody glad at calamities? What was your response when Bin Laden was killed?
I was happy. Celebrating, but...
Gary?
I don't remember being unhappy. It was like news.
It was like what?
It was like news. I don't remember tremendous response. Hallelujah and all the things that were expressed.
You saw it on other people or on television.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I didn't like that. I didn't mind that he was gone.
Well, the other thing, I mean, in the bringing that down to a much subtler is in among the brethren, when there's somebody that gets chided, that you wanted to chide, then you're glad at calamities. I won't name any names here, but
it's like the piling on concept. If somebody finally speaks up, then everybody else piles on because they've been holding back all their animosities. Somebody breaks the ice.
Children's children are the crown of men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love. But he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes unto the fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination, not an abomination, they are abomination to the Lord. He that justifieth the wicked one, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart, the same word, findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Now the word that we studied is in verse 20 and verse 23, the perverseness, the twisting. Okay, one more proverb. No, that's the last proverb. Let's go one more scripture for perverseness. Philippians 2.
Proverbs sound like Ecclesiastes sometimes.
It does. It does a lot.
Where are we going?
Philippians 2. Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation or generation, among whom you shine as the lights in the world. Again, we have the same words that Christ used, the faithless and perverse generation. And there's only two generations. Do you understand that? There's only the generation of Adam and the generation of Christ. All right, that's enough about perverseness. Anybody have any expansions on a tale or comments? Or?
I had a fleeting thought here as you were reading Philippians. What a joy it had to be to write these words, because you can't write them without being in this incredible presence and seeing so clearly.
Yeah.
The words were not difficult to pen.
And
it flew out. And that's the position we all see, desire.
Well, the closest thing I ever come to experiencing that is when those God stuff things come out.
Yeah.
And it's and when they come out, you know, I never forget them.
Yeah, and you're truly a vessel. You understand what it means to be the carrier.
Yeah, the words of God always produce life in the hearer and death in the speaker. Because
can't see God to live. All these scriptures that we hear and hear and hear, finally one day they just snap and you go, oh my God, there it is. That's what it means.
There's a famine in your land, but not of bread. This famine of hearing the true word of God.
Yeah.
Yet you say, I am with you, but lo, I am not. For I've long since fled the perverseness of your ways and your systems, for I will not be bound by the fallen creature. Learn from this and become wise in the wisdom from above. Don't put God in a box. Anybody else? Mr. Bojo? I said mister. Did you hear that?
You can just call him John.
You can't do it right.
It's impossible.
You can't get it right.
Take it, big guy.